Hi, I'm Greg Schaefer, and welcome to the virtual CISO moment. Andrea Topponi joins us today. He is the CEO of Cyber Angels, who is they offer small and medium-sized businesses to advice on how to secure their digital assets and protect their reputation from cyber attacks. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you for having me here today with you.
We'd love to hear about your career journey, how you got started, why you got started in the cybersecurity risk management area, and what led you to start Cyber Angels.
Well, first of all, let me state that I'm not a super cybersecurity expert. Sorry, guys, for that. I'm not a CISO, but I start my career in consulting. Consulting companies, providing services to bigger corporation and project management and risk management. So I started 25 years ago, more or less, yes. And after some experience as a consultant, I decided to start my company in 2013. And this company in 2019 suffered a cyber attack. So try to imagine the situation, the scenario. I'm the CEO of a company that provides security services or risk management services to customers. $10 million dollars revenue as turnaround during the year, and we are completely stopped for by an attack. That's why I started thinking about how can we protect our businesses as a small and medium without experience, without expertise, without budget. That was my first guess to start something. And 2 years later, with my partner Matteo Marino, I started Cyber Angels. And Cyber Angels is the my baby today, but okay, it's something that I started because I found a personal mess about the protection of my business.
So how did you feel about that? I knock on wood, I have never had to deal directly with my organization a successful cyber attack. We've always been able to deflect. But how did you deal with the how did you just deal with the experience? I mean, it must have been frustrating to say the very least.
The word was specifically right. Frustration. I was super frustrated because, we have a reputation as business owner, we have a reputation as consultant, we have a reputation that we need to maintain in order to keep our business alive. So the first reaction was, wow, I need to talk with my customer to stay, to not get mad because we are dealing with this trouble, we are dealing with this issue, and just be myself also in this communication. I think this is the most important part of the story. Of course, now after 3 years enough working on protecting SMBs, I understood that we need also to have a plan to react to incidents, but at that time I haven't the plan. I hadn't the plan, so I trust myself. I trust my customer, and we managed that situation by working night and day to fix as soon as possible, and then restart the business. But you can imagine how frustrating it was because customer asked our, wow, what happened? What can we do? What about your next deliverable that we need to to have in production to for keep our contract alive? So, well, it's very, very painful.
I think you hit a good point there that when undergoing an attack like that, that customer communication, your client communication is so critical. Because I think I heard you say that that was the first thing you did. You reached out to your customers and said, hey, we have something going on. We're working on it and we'll keep you in the loop. So,
yep.
Well, in just a moment, I want to ask you what you think is the most significant threat to small and mid-sized businesses. I would imagine that you're probably going to say that it has to do with protecting them from those sorts of events. And we'll talk a little bit more about cyber angels, and we'll do that in just a moment.
Yeah, virtual CISO moment is brought to you by vCISO Services, a leading provider of quality and experienced virtual chief information security officers for small and mid-sized businesses. Check them out at vcisoservices.com.
Sorry about that. It took me a moment to find the right button to hit. So, okay. The threats to small and mid-sized businesses. Obviously, you were not quite a small mid-sized business at the time. I think you were a little bit larger than that when you got hit. I think you said $10 million in revenue, something along those lines. Which is a medium-sized business would probably be a fair thing to say, but tell me what you think about as far as threats to that size business and what can be done to counter them, and then let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing with Cyber Angels.
I would not point out something from the external perimeter, but from the inside perimeter. So to be complete unaware about the risks. This is the main point that as an SMB business owner, I need to fix faster, because if I'm not aware, you can provide me whatever you want in services, in tools, also with a low budget from my side, but if I'm not aware about it, about the risks, about the reputation risk, about the painful, the frustration, about the emotional part connected to these issues, I'm not your guy. I'm not your customer, and so that's why we crafted Cyber Angels not as another super sophisticated tool, because there are a lot of tools on the market that are very good and are very, very well designed. But we are missing a point. We are missing the emotional part of a business owner. So that's the angle that in Cyber Angels we are taking to help business owners to be more aware, to be more informed, to be on the same page of the attackers. You know, this is our angle today.
Well, let's talk about risk management here for a second, because traditionally it seems like for small and mid-sized businesses with regards to cybersecurity, your C-suite and your board of directors, they're just like, well, first of all, we want our managed security service provider to handle it. We're paying them a lot of money, so we're good. And we don't have to deal with the risk. We got other more important things to talk about, which is, of course, the wrong attitude to have. One of the challenges that I find is just on a very basic level, explaining to, when we have a new client, explaining to the client, particularly the C-suite, that you have to look at cybersecurity as a risk to the business, not an IT performance issue. You have to understand the governance. You have to understand all that. What is one thing, and maybe this is also baked into Cyber Angels, but what is a good strategy to help get through to the C-suite and the board of directors and to make them understand that you need to look at this risk just like you would look at, say, market risk, for example?
Well, this is a good question because we can take two different approaches. The first one is to push the board with okay, if we don't do nothing, we are really near to close the business, because if we suffer some attack in the future, our reputation will be lost, our money will be lost, and blah blah blah. But another approach that I prefer is to put all these roles, all these people on the same page. So giving, pointing out the communication as a main as a main asset for a good risk management strategy. For example, sorry, I need to talk again about Cyber Angels, but because it's, as I mentioned before, it's my baby, so I'm falling in love with him. And my idea is we need to just not provide them a list of critical issues that they have to fix soon, but we need to help them understand the why, because they need to fix soon this issue. Because if we talk about a specific issue, if we talk about a specific issue with a technical language, 80% of the people who are talking with are not aware about we are talking about the issue that we are talking. So we need to translate this technical language in something that is more comprehensible by business owner, by in a business language. And here, at this point, that Cyber Angels come up, and so we are able to talk as we are able to act as a layer of translation between the tech side and the business side of a company. But we're using gamification to simplify the improvement that you as SMB can achieve day by day using the remediation that we provide you, for example.
So is Cyber Angels is it a platform? Is it a consulting service? Is it a consulting service that uses a platform? What does it look like if somebody would be interested in engaging with Cyber Angels?
For the SMB point of view, is a SaaS business. So it's a platform solution. You pay for a subscription. And so you receive your basic CISO services. I like to talk about our services like this, because our mission is to elevate your basic level of security and compliance to a level that you are able to pay for a service, a more sophisticated service, a more expert professional to complete your journey. But before other vendors, other professionals can work fine with these SMBs, they need to be elevated to a basic level. It's a sort of, creating the common knowledge about a new topic. Mm-hmm. And in this spot, Cyber Angels provide services. If I put on my head the hat of a CISO, Cyber Angels can be a valid translator for CISO to provide services to SMB without spending hours in explaining their offering, because you can go to the platform see all the roadmap that the Cyber Angels provide you, and you just to talk with your customer. Okay, today we are doing thing, task one, task two, task three, for example, just to simplify the conversation, and you are able to provide your services without explaining, because the platform explains the service for you. We have a lot of knowledge base articles inside the platform. So to accomplish our mission to improve the knowledge, improve the awareness.
So it sounds like something that a virtual CISO like myself might be able to leverage with clients to say, okay, we want to engage with the Cyber Angels service, because what it'll do is that it'll help basically simplify the communication of the cyber risks out there, so that now we can understand what the risks are and how to prioritize them. So is that a correct statement?
Yeah, correct. Super correct.
You got the super point. Correct. I got a super correct. I love it.
It's like we are working to a full white label solution to help CISOs, general partners, to use the solution just for their own business. So this is another point of view, because
No, I was just going to say that's awesome. I mean, that's certainly something I know in the virtual CISO space. We're always looking for ways to improve our delivery to our customers. And again, as I mentioned in the little bit beforehand, that's one of the challenges that we have. And quite honestly, I think that we sometimes fail at. I have to admit that recently, I think that with one of our clients, we weren't as successful as we wanted to be as far as being able to convey that risk and the necessity of a proper governance environment to them. And I think that we can do a better job in that sense, but some of it comes down to different tools and different approaches work for different people. So I'm really glad to see this product out there. You said it's subscription-based, right?
Yes, subscription-based. We have three plans according to your complexity, or according to your company dimension. But just let me come back for a while. You as CISO can see CyberAngels as your junior assistant, not a competitor. This is the position that I would like to provide to all the CISO of the world. Don't look at CyberAngels as a competitor, because it's not. Honestly,
right.
It is not. Okay, it's your junior assistant.
And people who are interested, they can go to cyberangels.io. Is that correct?
Well, you are a little bit because we are the .io is not yet fully working as a website, so we are testing it. But okay, it's because we are launching the US product in the next weeks, so cyberangels.io will be
okay. Well then this is like a this is a product launch announcement here. I love it. But that's going to be the URL then when it launches, right?
Yeah, sure. The current website .it will be only active for the Italian customer.
Okay.
And, the international market will be served by the .io. Yes.
Very good. Very good. Well, I know that starting a company can be stressful. Getting hit by ransomware can be very stressful. Being in cyber just in general can be stressful because you're trying to solve a problem which really is very difficult to solve, or at the very least, maybe not solve it, but reduce the risk in it. And I love the risk management approach. But I think it's very important that people get away from it instead of getting all consumed in their career and in their position. We need to have balance in our lives. What's one of the things that you do to help step away and decompress from the stresses of both being leader of a company and entrepreneur and being in cyber?
Well, I have two main hobbies that I like very much since I was a young child with long hair. It is one is playing guitar. I like playing guitar. I like rock, like AC/DC, for example, Guns N' Roses, you know.
Wow. No classical?
Yeah, I have a classical one. I have an acoustic one. I have an electric one. I have also a bass guitar. So I like play music with guitar. And, you know, I'm from Europe, so I play soccer. It's one of my oldest hobby.
Awesome. And I have to also admit that I am not a good guitar player. It's like I did play some back about 20 years ago. I could do a few chords and all that, never could do any sort of leads, but just recently I started to try to get back into, like I dug out my old classical and have it here in the office because it helps me deal with stress. So it does
absolutely
work.
Absolutely. It's a relief moment to me because just embracing the guitar and try to play something. It's not, it's fantastic. Yeah.
And there, you know, I noticed that there's an additional benefit with it. I don't know if you have as of yet, but you know, as we get older, obviously we need to figure out ways to continue to move our muscles in all places, including fingers. And the dexterity required in playing guitar, I think, is an excellent way to help keep that movement going and maybe to keep like arthritis away. I don't have any issue with arthritis yet, but at 56, it's like probably right around the corner, right?
So. And if you think again, you can also move your feet when you play because you have to keep the time. So it's fingers.
And yeah, that's right. Although I do a terrible job of doing that. I as far as tempo goes, as far as keeping time, I'm all over the place right now. So it's like I can go faster and slower. So, okay, we talked a little bit about future plans as far as the new website for international. What other future plans do you have coming down the road?
On January, next January, I will be in Los Angeles for 2 months to start promoting the activity in US. Then I will travel to Boston after Los Angeles, and then I will come back to Italy. So it will be a very, very tough month, the next, at the beginning of the 2024, but I'm super excited. Really excited because it's something that can be super beneficial for myself first and for CyberAngels too.
Are you coming to Nashville, Tennessee?
Oh, why not?
Why not? Well, if you do come, let me know because I'd love to talk about it a little bit more in person. But
I take a note.
Andrea, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on. Love hearing about CyberAngels. Looking forward to the exciting push to launch it here in the States and international. I hope it all goes well. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
And everybody, stay secure.